summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Tim. So the Bank of England cuts rates for the first time in 7 years. Is this what the doctor ordered so soon after Brexit?
Well, there is a lot of concern, as we've all heard, about Brexit. And, I guess it's probably somewhat disconcerting from a monetary, Austrian economics point of view, when you have this monetary and fiscal stimulus all hitting at the same time with the currency depreciating as it has. So I guess somewhat, but I think it's really portends things we have to watch, the gilt, and we also what's going on in Japan as they employ fiscal and monetary stimulus, and then in the U.S., what's expected to be this fiscal stimulus after the election coming up. So I think it merits watching. I think it has implications for bond markets.
Now, combined with the sharp fall in the pound and some quantitative easing, this must be doing wonders for the UK economy. And George Osborne, who's the ex-Chancellor of the Exchequer, is calling this a triple whammy.
Yeah, I mean, textbook-wise, it should. There's still these negotiations here with the EU. Clearly the exports, UK exports, should help to improve their external trade balance, which, this imports being higher, so the inflation rate could be higher with wages picking up and so forth and so on. So I just think it looks to me that this was Carney's preemptive measure here, just to, just to ensure that all is fine. But, it could be a bit much. It could be a bit much without really seeing any detrimental effects thus far.
And Mark Carney wants banks to pass off cheaper rates to their clients. It didn't happen in Japan. It didn't happen in Europe. Will it happen in the UK?
Yeah, it didn't happen in the US either. in the UK, this is the type of thing with the policies, these demand side type measures for the economy that we're seeing. So, passing along to people that don't need the money, probably people who do need it can't get it. I mean, central banks have this dilemma worldwide right now. So, but again, we start seeing all the spigot or the triple whammy with the currency, monetary, and fiscal engines all revving. That's something we really haven't seen yet. So, I think it's a landmark moment here for the, for the markets, and especially for the bond markets, and for those like myself that think bond yields perhaps have bottomed. We may have seen a trough in yields. That could hold some pretty serious implications from a fixed income investor standpoint.
Should investors now shift from the worries about a Brexit situation to now a worry about overheating after this big interest rate cut?
I think it's something to keep in mind. But, I think there's probably, I don't know if there should be such concern. Obviously, it should be something watched, but we really just haven't seen this breakaway type of growth or overheating in economies. And there's still some uncertainty left with Brexit. And not only that, but I think there's plenty of uncertainty in the EU as well. So if growth globally doesn't really pick up, I think the UK's got to sell somewhere. And that's why I think the jury's still out on that, but it certainly merits watching.
So, Tim, investment-wise, are the UK property stocks on your radar?
Just the broad index, but not individuals. There's several stocks, perhaps, that may watch, but I wouldn't call myself a UK stock expert.
Thank you so much. And that was Tim Hullen, Managing Partner of China America Capital Company in Chicago.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!